Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I hyped this up on Monday, and then we played a snippet of it from an arena, but they have now released the full Name That Tune video with Dirk Nowitzki and Luka Doncic. I saw the Mavericks retweet it, NBA retweeted it. Shippy has pulled the audio. So we're going to play it for you. And what I want you to visualize during this is that Luka and Dirk are both listening to the same pair of headphones. They got one to each ear. And as this goes on, Luka becomes increasingly frustrated, visibly frustrated, that he is not able to compete with Dirk in this Name That Tune challenge.
Diddle-ding.
Wayne Dantown. I know the song. I just don't know the name.
Diddle-ding-ding.
And I need you.
What's the name?
Oh! I know that song.
Yes!
I don't know the name.
Hey!
The love song. It's a love song.
I have no idea what this name on this song is. Is that Wham?
Wham?
No, I had it first. Offer one, I swear. 90s is, yo. You're too young for that.
You were 50 when he was 90. Yo, I don't know.
He doesn't know all this. He's born in 2000. I'm too. Right said Fred, I'm too sexy.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
What?
He got it already?
Yeah. Of course I got it. Nailed that. That's 90s right there. I don't miss 90s. And if I Shy, if I ever fall in love. You have 90s, you're cooked. The lady is a friend. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Oh, that's so great.
It's so great.
You could tell the only one Luka knew was the Vanessa Carlton song or the, was that Michelle?
Yeah, Vanessa it's Vanessa Carlton, Carlton, yeah. Yes. And he couldn't come up with it.
He was like, I don't know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I like when the Wham played and Luka goes, it's a love song.
By the way, speaking of Mavs excitement last night, Kristaps Porzingis tweeted out, miss it too much, but when the time comes, I'll eat.
Oh, they're going to be so good.
He's going to eat.
We're going to get to what the Mavericks may be doing in free agency in a moment. But here, with a little news or not special edition, is Tizzle.
And now, it's time for a bunch of clowns with zero journalistic integrity to debate the news. It's News or Not.
Love doing this every single month. In fact, I got the first week of this month, we were in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. So it slipped my mind that the January news bloopers are out there. I got to round it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I get this is by watching all the local news from every place in the world. And I don't know how I have time, but I did it. And this month for January, I came up with six cuts, guys.
Let's get it.
We start out, I want you to, this is going to take a little context here. So the police officer or fireman in question, the person that they're doing the story on, her name is Deidre, and it's spelled D-E-I-D-R-E, Deidre, and the last name is Mengedo, and it's spelled weird, M-E-N-G-E-D-O-H-D, Deidre Mengedo.
That's a tough name.
Tough one to read on a teleprompter, and here's the example from our anchor.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Megadoodoo. I'm sorry, Mengudu.
Oh, please play that again.
D.D. Megadoodoo.
Give me the name again. What is it?
Mengado.
Okay.
I went
D.D. Megadoodoo.
I spelled it out so I would know. M-E-N-G-E-D-O-H-T. D.D. Mengadoodoo. Didi Mingadell, I think is how you say it. It reminded me of former Rangers pitcher Giovanni Gallardo.
Gallardo.
The guy called it on Touch All Four.
Giovanni Gallardo.
I like the excuse me. So great.
That's great. If she goes back for a second time, it's not a hit and run situation. She goes back for a second time on the last name.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Mangudu.
You're talking about a person who died.
Oh.
Listen to the story again. It's amazing.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Mangudu. Mangudu.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Yes, she says she felt so bad. It's tough. I couldn't do news. I'd get the laughs at the worst time.
Dude, that's tough, too, when you're reporting a very dark, dark story. And yeah. Just
shoot. I remember the hardest that's ever been for me. I think we did this together. Was it, you know, sometimes we host events or whatever, and we were hosting an event. Was it the A-Ward event? We were hosting some media event. And they're like, hey, guys, you know, here's the script of the event. Da-da-da. It's a piece of cake. You'll be fine. And they're like, okay, this is the portion of the show. You know, there's 500 people there. You guys need to go. We're not going to hand out all these awards. These are the people that we've already given them their awards, but they're not coming to the stage. It's just a few people. Here you go. And it was about 40 names, and they were all the hardest names. It was like they took a bunch of letters, shook them up in a bag, and then just poured them out. Like, here's 8 letters. And it was the – I was like – Bob Schmortschmlong.
Like a K, an R, and a V all together without a verb.
I was like, God, man, I couldn't do the news. I couldn't do it for that reason.
It's brutal.
Hell, I couldn't even get that band right you handed me the other day.
Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. Names are hard to pronounce, like, inherently. But one way, though, I think we could all do the news. The news, they do a lot of food. If you just watch any type of local news, at some point, someone's going to try some food. That's a part of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're testing some new food that someone brought in, and they're doing their whole morning news little thing. And listen to this shocking term.
The worst is when you get like a chewy, stringy piece.
Wait,
of
when you're fighting with the sandwich, like, give me my food.
Yeah, and then half of it comes out, half the filling comes out.
You get the chin spank when it comes out. And it lands on your chin.
What?
What in the world's going on?
She knows a lot about that situation.
Oh,
she?
My God.
The chin spank?
I've actually never heard that term before.
I haven't either. I don't think you can say that. Dump that, Shippy.
Oh, my bad.
Wow.
Now, this next one, if you guys want to investigate any of that further, just let me know.
No, go ahead.
Okay. This next one reminded me a little bit of The Wire Season 2. And also makes me wonder what this guy is really up to when he's not doing the news.
Over 880,000 boxes of Girl Scouts will be Girl Scout cookies will be distributed this weekend.
You want to clarify that?
We don't have boxes of Girl Scout. Boxes of Girl Scout cookies will be delivered this weekend.
That's a really good Wire joke, by the way.
Yeah,
Kevin.
I like that.
That's pretty shocking in season 2, which is probably the worst season.
Yep.
I had a Girl Scout cookie interaction the other day at the grocery store. And normally I just walk and avoid, don't make eye contact.
Yep.
I don't know if I was just in a good mood or whatever. I went in, and the grocery store's got like a Starbucks attached to it. So I'm going to get some coffee. And then I had to go see some friends who had just had a baby. And I was like, along with their actual gift that I got them, we got a box of Girl Scout cookies. That's creative and unique. So I go in and I give them what they needed, the $4 for a box or whatever, 3 for $12. It's just convenient. I didn't have it on me. It's like, here's 3 fives. I had that with me. Keep the change.
Whoa.
You know,
Dang.
I was very friendly to the moms who were all there, you know.
Looked pretty good.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then I go and I get in my car and get on the road. I bought a box for myself and then 2 boxes of Girl Scout cookies for the couple who just had a baby along with the gifts. What a great thing. And then I looked down, and by God, I didn't have my coffee with me. I left it there on the Girl Scout cookie desk. So not only did I tip them $3 more, I tipped them $3 more. They got my $5 coffee, too. And that's the lesson. Don't be nice, you know?
No, because it's not just the lesson.
Oh, what's the lesson then? Because I didn't get my coffee.
I don't think there's a particular lesson with this.
Okay.
And now those girls are drinking that coffee, and they're too young to probably be power drinking that coffee.
Yeah, and their moms are mad at me for leaving the coffee there.
Hey, you remind me of something real quick. I walked into a grocery store the other day that had a Starbucks in it, too, and there was a lady in front of me, and she was going way too slow. And there were some other people that was way too slow, and I was in a hurry, and I was trying to get around her. I couldn't really tell what she was doing.
Push.
And so I'm like, I'm kind of, do I cut left? Do I cut right? She was just totally meandering and totally boxing me out. It was like a rebound. I wouldn't have got the rebound. She had it. And she turned around and she looked at me and she decided to waddle over to the Starbucks.
Okay.
And so she couldn't decide if she was going in the store to the Starbucks. And so when she looked up, she looked at me and she goes, oh, you go ahead. You seem to be in a hurry. And I was like, ooh. I went, no, absolutely after you. Go right ahead.
She felt the pressure.
Yeah, but I was like, man, is that my fault for the full court press or her fault for I can't decide? But she was giving me a lot of attitude like it was my fault. I was like, I really think the main thing here is you're indecisive and don't have anything going on the
right.
rest of the day.
That's, I think that's accurate.
I cannot stand when people are not considerate of other people's time. And spatial awareness.
Spatial awareness, huge.
And just not being considerate of other people's time. The guy in the drive-in that can't make up his mind or whatever it is. It's like, come on. There's other people on the planet.
I think the old person thing is hard because I think about this all the time where I get frustrated because some old person's walking slow in front of me. I'm like, well, I'm heading that way.
Yeah, but she was way younger than me. She was probably 30.
Really?
Probably 30 years old.
Nice.
Oh, then screw that.
Probably 30 years old. She had just had her yoga workout. She's done for the day.
Huh.
And she was like really upset with me for being in a hurry. And I was like, oh, no, I just can't tell
right
which way you're waddling, lady.
Right.
Are you going over? Are you grocery shopping? Are you grabbing a coffee? You can't decide. I'm already late.
When you say waddling, I kind of assume she's a person of size.
No, I just meant that was her style of
I thought she was a penguin.
She was attractive. She was attractive. No, she was, but I was like, man, I don't know. I felt bad for putting on the full court press, but I couldn't figure out how to get around her.
Right.
She was attractive, though.
She was somewhat attractive. Oh, I would say she was about a 6.
What's your standard?
And what does that mean?
Listen to this guy. This is the example of the news guy who has no other skill besides reading.
Okay.
I can only read the teleprompter. Well, if the teleprompter goes out, he panics. Listen to this.
Good evening. I'm Mark Schofield. Glad to have you here on 13 on Your Side. In the government shutdown, just a moment, we've got some technical troubles here.
Cut? Is he saying cut?
He's going cut. And he's motioning his arm like cut off the screen. I can't do it if the teleprompter's not running and I'm live on the air. I can't do it. Cut. Cut.
You know, I would have thought. I would have thought that he would have had some notes, but.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
that
not.
Was his notes. All he knew was government shutdown. That's all he knew.
That's a tough place to be in. Yeah. He got screwed there.
Yeah. Tough times. Another food situation on local news.
A little bit of pleasure every single time you eat. So you heard it. Tara Coleman, clinical nutritionist. Pleasure yourself with that food. That came out wrong. Pleasure yourself with that food. That came out wrong.
Please tell me it was a cucumber segment.
All I can think of is how Jared Sandler loves cucumbers. His favorite food.
I like sliced cucumbers in my salads.
The danger. You start bringing in the two...
food's enjoyable.
...consistent themes of local news that bring blooper issues are animals on set and food.
Yes.
It always leads to a blooper. Lastly, we'll end with this. They're doing a story on a rocket that was launched somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
A Tokyo startup developed the satellites to create shooting stars on demand.
I tell you what, man, we've had a lot of that happen on Mav broadcast when they go to the shot chart.
Oh, yeah.
That is prime real estate for you to talk about the shart.
Last night on the Stars TV broadcast.
Yeah.
Did you hear
Sevy?
Yeah, Sevy dropped a. He goes, the Predators fart harder than the Stars or something. He was saying fought, but it came out as fart.
That is a battle you want to win.
Yeah.
I wanted to also throw out there, I looked this up during the segment. Apparently, nobody's got the domain girlscoutsmoms.com.
Ooh. How about that?
So if that's your thing.
What about Girl Scout moms? Why would you have two S?
Because you know, he's not talking about moms that are also Girl Scouts. There could have been like a...
It's not like, Girl Scouts moms.
Yeah, he's talking about the moms of Girl Scouts.
Right.
I got offered free Girl Scout cookies the other day.
It's a great story.
Elevator.
It's a great story, dude.
I thought it was a trap, so I said no, and then some other guy got on, and he said yes, and he got a free thing of it, and then I felt like an idiot. And
you missed it?
Yeah, I thought it was a trap.
I love Shippy's podcast.
Is there another? Does the story go anywhere? Are there any other interesting layers of context?
Well, just her daughter was there, and I felt bad because I told her no.
Did you say layers or layers?
Layers.
Guys, coming up next.
I like the tag along.
More on Shippy's elevator Girl Scout cookie story.
I got elevator stories for days.
The next part of the story is going to blow you away.
Going up with Jonathan Shipman.
You are not going to believe this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.